So we continue. Last time should be 1937. As I was conversing with the hidden God, he came in to see and understand that I should not be reflecting so much and building up fear of the difficulties which I might encounter. So don't worry about things of the future that you don't know much and worry. You should be giving the hand of the of divine mercy, you know. Jesus says, know that I am with you. I bring about the difficulties and I overcome them. In one instant, I can change a hostile disposition to one which is favorable to this cause. Whatever, for better or for worse, Jesus knows. He gives the permission. The Lord explains many things to me in today's dialogue, although I'm not putting everything in writing. So we don't know whatever Jesus says. Huh? Always in all circumstances, yield the first place to others. Humble. Especially during recreation, listen quietly, without interrupting. Even if someone tells me the same thing 10 times, I would never ask questions about something that interests me very much. Resolution, still the same, namely, to unite myself with the merciful Christ. Only in Christ. The rest, the other things, not most important in life. General resolution, interior calm, silence. Hid me, Lord, in the depths of your mercy, and then let my neighbor judge me as he pleases. Don't worry about what people think about you. Important you keep this. I must never speak of my own experiences. In suffering, I must seek the relief in prayer. In doubt, even the smallest, I must seek only the advice of my confessor. I must always have a heart which is open to receive the sufferings of others and drown my own sufferings in the divine heart, so that they would not be noticed on the outside insofar as possible. I must always strive for equanimity, no matter how stormy the circumstances may be. I must not allow anything to disturb my interior calm and silence. Nothing can compare with peace of soul. When I'm wrongly accused of something, I will not explain to myself. No feedback. If the superior ones know the truth, whether I was in the right or not, that I find out from others rather than from me. Their concern is to accept everything with the humble inner disposition. I will spend this Advent in accordance with the directions of the Mother of God, in meekness and humility. I'm reliving these moments with our Lord, of Our Lady. With great longing, I'm waiting for the Lord's coming. Great are my desires. I desire that all humankind come to know the Lord. I would like to prepare all nations for the coming of the Word incarnate. O Jesus, may the font of your mercy gush forth more abundantly, for mankind is seriously ill and thus has more need than ever of your compassion. You are a bottomless sea of mercy for us sinners, and the greater the misery, the more rights we have to your mercy. You are a font which makes all creatures happy by your infinite mercy. So our joy, our peace comes from Jesus himself. today, December 9, 1936. I'm living for Plandik, just outside Krakow, to undergo treatment. I'm to stay there for 3 months. I'm being sent there through the great solicitude of my superiors, especially that of our dear Mother General, Michael, who is so solicitous for the sisters who are ill. I have accepted the favor of this treatment, but I'm fully resigned to the will of God. Let God do with me as He pleases. I desire nothing but the fulfillment of His holy will. I'm united myself with the Mother of God, and I'm leaving Nazareth and going to Bethlehem. I will spend Christmas there among strangers, but with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, because such is the will of God. I'm striving to do the will of God in all things. I do not desire return to health more than death. I entrust myself completely to His infinite mercy. And as a little child, I'm living in the greatest peace. I'm trying only to make my love for Him deeper and purer, to be delight to His divine glance. The Lord told me to say this chaplet for 9 days before the Feast of Mercy. It is to begin on Good Friday. By this novena, I will grant every possible grace to souls. 9 days before the Feast of Divine Mercy, say the chaplet of Divine Mercy. When I was somewhat overcome by the fear that I was to be outside the community for so long a time alone, Jesus said to me, "You will not be alone, because I am with you always and everywhere." So tell yourself, you're not alone. Don't always just yearning for people in the Philippines. Jesus is here. You just like Him, like her, just traveling with Mary, Joseph, towards Bethlehem. You're not alone. Near to my heart, fear nothing. I myself am the cause of your departure. Know that my eyes follow every move of your heart with great attention. So Jesus knows that you come to Hong Kong. He is accompanying you. I'm bringing you into seclusion so that I myself may form your heart according to my future plans. What are you afraid of? If you are with me, who will dare touch you? Nevertheless, I am very pleased that you confide your fears to me, my daughter. Speak to me about everything in a completely simple and humble way. So tell Jesus what you fear. By this, you will give me great joy. I understand you because I am God-man. Jesus is God and Jesus is a man. He knows your heart. This simple language of your heart is more pleasing to me than the hymns composed in my honor. Maybe at times you sing very well, good voice, good music, worthless than your simple words towards Jesus. No, my daughter, that the simpler your speech is, the more you attract me to yourself. Your simplicity. You're too complicated. Jesus can enter into the heart. Jesus entered into a simple heart. And now, be at peace closely to my heart. Lay your pain aside and get ready to live. December 9, 1936. This morning I left for Pranik. Sister Chrysostomo drove me there. I have a private room to myself. I'm very much like a Carmelite. When Sister Chrysostom had left and I was alone, I steeped myself in prayer and trusting myself to the special protection of the Mother of God, Nong. Xianong is always with me. She, like a good mother, watches over all my trials and efforts. Suddenly, I saw the Lord Jesus, who said to me, "Be at peace, my child. See, you are not alone. My heart watches over you." Jesus filled me with strength concerning a certain person. I feel strength within my soul. A moral principle. If one does not know what is better, one must reflect, consider, and seek advice. Because one must not act with an uncertain conscience. When uncertain, say to yourself, "Whatever I do will be good." Have the intention of doing good. The Lord accepts what we consider good, and the Lord God also accepts and considers it as good. One should worry if, after some time, one sees that these things are not good. God looks at the intention with which you begin and will reward us accordingly. This is a principle which we ought to follow. Good intention. Today, I still managed to pay a short visit to the Lord in the Eucharist before going to bed. My spirit was immersed in Him as in His own treasure. My heart rested a while near the heart of my spouse. I received light as to how I should behave toward those around me, and then returned to my solitude. The doctor is taking good care of me. All those around me are very kind to me. December 10, 36. I got up earlier today, a big meditation before Holy Mass. Holy Mass is at 6 o'clock here. After Holy Communion, my spirit was drowned in the Lord as in sole object of its love. I felt absorbed by His omnipotence. When I came back to my private room, I felt sick and had to lie down at once. The sister brought me some medication, but I felt bad all day. In the evening, I tried to make holy hour, but I could not do so. All I could do was unite myself with the suffering Jesus. So even times you cannot come to the chapel for adoration, stay with Jesus, even your suffering. My room is next to the man's ward. I didn't know what men were such chatterboxes. From morning till late at night, they talked about various subjects. The women's ward is much quieter. It is women who are always blamed for this. The men's ward went in silence. But I have had occasion to be convinced that the opposite is true. It's very difficult for me to concentrate on my prayer in the midst of these jokes and this laughter, you know, in the hospital. In the next room, you can hear people shouting, making jokes, chicken arrest. They do not disturb me when the grace of God takes complete possession of me, because then I do not know what is going on around me. My Jesus, how did these people talk about you? They talk about everything but you, Jesus. If they talk so little about you, it is quite probable that they do not think about you at all. If you talk about Jesus, that means you think little about Jesus. All the day, you talk about so many things. And you seldom talk about one phrase from the gospel, that means you never think about him. Is it true? It's very true. Eh? Whatever you talk means whatever you think. Simple logic. Eh? Many times we think of the Lord very much. But you never talk about him. You never share how the gospel for you. Never even one word from the gospel. What you dare, Lord, of being loved by people. The whole world interests them, but about you, the Creator, there is silence. Jesus, I'm sad to see this great indifference and ingratitude of creatures. Oh, my Jesus, I want to love you for them and to make atonement for to you by my love. So all the times the Church of Divine Mercy is also taking place, pray for others that they don't think about Jesus. No. Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God. From early morning, I felt the nearness of the Blessed Mother. During Holy Mass, I saw her so lovely and so beautiful that I have no words to express even a small part of this beauty. She was all in white with blue sash around her waist. Her cloak was also blue, and there was a crown on her head. Marvelous light streamed forth from her whole figure. I'm the Queen of Heaven and Earth, by expression the Mother of your congregation. She expressed me to her heart and said, I feel constant compassion for you. I felt the force of her immaculate heart, which was communicated to my soul. Now I understand why I have been preparing for this feast for 2 months and have been looking forward to it with such yearning. From today onwards, I'm going to strive for the greatest purity of soul, that the rays of God's grace may be reflected in all their brilliance. I long to be crystal in order to find favor in his eyes. That same day, I saw a certain priest, probably Father Sopoko or Father Andres, who was surrounded by the light which flowed from her. Evidently, this soul loves the immaculate one. An extraordinary yearning fills my soul. I am surprised that it does not separate the soul from the body. I desire God. I want to become immersed in him. I understand that I am in a terrible exile. My soul aspires for God with all its might. O you inhabitants of my fatherland, be mindful of this exile. When will the veil be lifted for me as well? What do I see and feel to a certain extent, how very thin is the veil separating me from the Lord? I long to see him face to face, but let everything be done according to your will. December 11th, I could not assist at the whole Mass today. Very weak, eh? I assisted at only the most important part, and after receiving Holy Communion, I immediately returned to my solitude. The presence of God suddenly enveloped me. At this very same moment, I felt the passion of the Lord for a very short while. During that moment, I attained a more profound knowledge
for the work of mercy, so much suffering Jesus for us.
During that night, I was suddenly awakened and knew that some soul was asking me for prayer, souls from the purgatory, and that it was in much need of prayer, briefly, but with all my soul, I asked the Lord for grace for her. The following afternoon, when I entered the ward, I saw someone dying. I learned that the agony had started during the night. When I verified it, it had been at a time when I had been asked for prayer. And just then I heard a voice in my soul, say the chaplet which I taught you. So when the person is dying, say the chaplet Divine Mercy, but a bad sign. Say it loudly that he can hear or she can hear. I ran to fetch my rosary and knelt down by the dying person, and with all the ardor of my soul, I began to say the chaplet. Suddenly the dying person opened her eyes and looked at me. I had managed to finish the entire chaplet when she died, with extraordinary peace. I fervently asked the Lord to fulfill the promise he had given me for the recitation of the chaplet. The Lord gave me to know that the soul had been granted the grace he had promised me. There was the first soul to receive the benefits of the Lord's promise. I could feel the power of mercy envelop that soul, the first soul, by saying the chaplet by mercy, and got the grace. When I entered my solitude, I heard these words. At the hour of their death, I defend as my own glory every soul that will say this chaplet. Or when one say it for a dying person, the indulgence is the same. When this chaplet is set by the bedside of a dying person, God's anger is placated. Unfathomable mercy enveloped the soul. And the very depths of my tender mercy and moved for the sake of the sorrowful passion of my son. Oh, if only everyone realized how great the Lord's mercy is and how much we all need that great mercy, especially at that crucial hour. Today I fought a battle with the spirits of darkness over one soul. How terribly Satan hates God's mercy. I see how he opposes his whole work. O merciful Jesus, search on the cross, be mindful of the hour of our death. O most merciful heart of Jesus, open with a lens, shelter me at the last moment of my life. O blood and water, which cuts forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of unfathomable mercy for me in the hour of my death. O dying Jesus, hostage of mercy, a word of divine wrath at the hour of my death. December 12, 1936. Today I only received Holy Communion and stayed for a few moments of the Mass. All my strength is in you. O living bread, it would be difficult for me to live through the day if I did not receive Holy Communion. It is my shield. Without you, Jesus, I know not how to live. Do we have this yearning for communion, for Eucharist? It just doesn't care much. If we come, yes. If not, you don't have this heart yearning for. No, but Faustina is always yearning for union with the Lord in the Eucharist. Jesus, my Lord, today gave me to understand how much he loves me. Although there is such an enormous gap between us, the Creator and the creature. And yet, in a way, there is something like equality. Love fills up the gap. He himself descends to me and makes me capable of communing with him. I immerse myself in him, losing myself as it were, and yet under his loving gaze, my soul gains strength and power and an awareness that it loves and especially loves. It knows that the Almighty One protects it. Such prayer, though short, benefits the soul greatly, and whole the hours of ordinary prayer do not give the soul the light which is given by brief moment of this higher form of prayer. Chapter Divine Mercy, short, no? Because when we take the rosary, we feel asleep so long, 50 Hail Mary, your human laziness just stops for some moment. But I think Jesus knows that we are not at all the times patient, especially by the time we are so sick, and not so much time for the rosary, but still take the whole rosary bead, the same rosary bead, shorter form. So, this afternoon I had my first open air rest on the sunny veranda at the sanatorium. Sister Felicia visited me today and brought a few necessary things and some lovely apples and words of greeting from our beloved Mother Superior and dear sisters. December 13, 1936, Confession before Jesus. One reflected that I had not been to confession for more than 3 weeks. I wept seeing the sinfulness of my soul and certain difficulties, only for 3 weeks. Might be here for 3 months, as if nothing happened. And she for 3 weeks, just crying, that old time, to talk to Jesus, tell Jesus, get the absolution through the church. I had not gone to confession because the circumstances make it impossible. On the day of confessions, I had been confined to bed. The following week, confessions were in the afternoon, and I had left for the hospital that morning. This afternoon, Father Andres came into my room and sat down to hear my confession. Beforehand, we did not exchange a single word. I was delighted because I was extremely anxious to go to confession. As usual, I unveiled my whole soul. Father gave a reply to each little detail. I felt unusually happy to be able to see everything as I did. For penance, he gave me the litany of the Holy Name of Jesus. When I wanted to tell him of the difficulty I have in saying this litany, he rose and began to give me absolution. Suddenly, his figure became infused with a great light, and I saw that it was not Father Andres, but Jesus. His garments were bright as snow, and he disappeared immediately. At first I was a little uneasy, but after a while a kind of peace entered my soul. I took note of the fact that Jesus heard the confession in the same way that the confessors do, and that something was wondrously transpiring in my heart during this confession. I couldn't at first understand what it signified. So that means the soul heard the living of Father Andres, seeing the figure of Jesus, that means Jesus listened to her confession. December 16, 1936, I've offered this day for Russia. I've offered all my sufferings and prayers for that poor country. After Holy Communion, Jesus said to me, I cannot suffer that country any longer. Do not tie my hands, my daughter. I understood that it had been and not been for the prayers of souls that are pleasing to God, that whole nation would have already been reduced to nothingness. Oh, how I suffer for that nation which has banished God from its borders. So please pray for China now. Right? Pray for China. Because still communism is the one with no God. That's the greatest sin in the world. Jesus, what God wasn't pleased. Even though we have money, we know God. By that time it's Russia. He's from Poland. Russia is communist. So it's very important. So we wait for next time. Keep your prayer, silence prayer for China. That we follow the, we can follow the will of God always.